The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League. It's hour two. It's Bogman and the Welsh, and it is playoff talk time. This entire hour is going to be dedicated to talking about your football action. Now, I warn you, there's a possibility that some of what we might talk about may have already happened, because you got to remember, this is a podcast. This is a radio show that is on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, and it is on Sports Grid, and it can air at different times. So, the Saturday games, it might be, hey, if anything, you're going to know the result and you're going to get to hear, and maybe we'll sound really stupid or we're going to sound super smart. But we have got six games of action. And you know what the worst, you want to hear one of the worst things, dude? I've got to figure out. My son has a birthday party on Sunday, like a birthday party to go to. I need to check in, because my wife is like, do you want to do this one? And then I'll do the daughter one. I got to check in what time his birthday is, because if it's early in the morning, I'm fine if I don't, like, if, you know, if I have to watch the Eagles and Bucks from my phone. But if it's in the afternoon, I'm not fine watching the Steelers and Cowboys anywhere but my house, unless the Cowboys are destroying it. So we've got six games of action, and we'll probably, like we've been doing, we'll talk about what our card looks like. You know, what we are actually going to put on our card. There's only six teams. Did you actually put this on the sheet? I don't even have our sheet up.
Yeah.
Are we going to track these? Okay. Apologies.
Yeah, I put it on the sheet.
Mm-hmm. That's my fault. I didn't even have the sheet up. We're having such a good time talking about all those coaches being fired and you know, all that fun stuff here, that it's a much smaller card that we're going to be looking at. But just like we did in the regular season, we will go through all of them. We'll go through the spread. We'll go through the over-unders. And we'll tell you if we're actually betting it and putting it on our card. Now, here's something I'm going to open up with, Boggs, real quick before we get into this. You have been a predominant college bettor this year. So much so, you've done very little. Even though we talk about the card, you've been giving like what you're really, really comfortable with. You've been predominantly betting college football. Are you ready to unleash the dragon for playoff football?
Not really. I mean,
you're not gonna?
Playoff games are tight, right? So, they're tighter than regular season games, but they also sometimes can get away from teams. So they're way more unpredictable to me than regular season games. So they're tougher. So no, I'm not going to go in like, oh, well, okay, I did okay in college, so now let me go lay a bunch. That's how you lose your stack, you know? So no, I'm not going to, I will bet what I'm comfortable betting. All the NFL games are already interesting to me. You know, betting them doesn't make them more interesting. So in college, there are some crappy games that I hate that are just become more interesting because you put $25 on them. You know what I mean? So all these games are already interesting. So I don't have to bet them to enjoy the games anyway. So I'll bet what I'm comfortable with and try to make a little scratch while also enjoying what is going on. So I'm not going to bet more in the playoffs because we're down to six.
Well, I was just saying, like, really getting into it is more.
No,
what I meant.
But okay.
Are you going to commit to your card? Is what I'm
already into it. That's the issue. So
no, I know you're into the games. I meant into the betting, not into the games. There's very little that needs to be done for Bogman to be into football. Like, even if it's the dumbest game on the planet, like, you'll have your interest. You will still not do things because football's on.
Right.
So that, I'm not gauging
well,
that.
Well, I
I'm
got,
saying,
so for, you know, a while back, Neil deGrasse Tyson is coming into town. I'm big into, you know, listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson books and speeches and watching the Cosmos and all that stuff.
Tell people how much paid for those tickets too.
A lot of money. So then, you know, I forgot that Wild Card Weekend was adding this Monday game. And I was like, well, my team better not play on Monday or else I'm going to be missing Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I was on the phone with Bogman, and Bogman, he had talked about this because he got expensive Neil deGrasse Tyson tickets for him and a couple friends. And we're sitting out, I'm outside, and he's saying something along the lines. He's like, yeah, he's like, I know they're going to screw me with the Monday night game. And I'm like, why is that going to screw you? And he's like, because Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm like, I just record the game. He's like, no, you would eat the money on the Neil deGrasse Tyson tickets. And I was like, leave your phone at home. No. Don't do anything. Have it recorded and then come back.
And someone will ruin it for me. Plus, I get 1,000, you know, messages. I can't.
I said, leave your phone at home.
I can't not look at my phone. I'm a person. I'm sorry. I'm a human being that owns a phone. So I can't go longer than 30 seconds without looking at it because I'm a human being.
Can you imagine going to the bathroom without your phone now?
What is the point? Why do you even go in there? What's the point?
I don't know what, there's a lot of things like I know our kids won't understand and stuff like that. And they'll be like, ooh, you had this and that. And I can look back and I can think on all the things that I've, you know, when I didn't have the internet and stuff like that. But the thought of not having a phone when you're in the bathroom,
it
is
used to be
asinine to me.
The thought of not having a magazine, like ESPN, the magazine, got a bunch of run from me when I was a teenager, because I would sit on the crapper and read it. Like that was, no. What you do, you know, I mean, remember,
I don't even take
a
shower without my phone anymore.
There's a whole, me neither. Well, there's a whole thing on Kingpin when he's like, oh, I got to take a dump. I need something to read. And he's like, well, here's the shampoo bottle. It's like, what is the Suave? I've already read this one. Give me a different one. You just want something to do while you're in there. So you're not bored. So, yeah, man, I there's no way it would have been ruined for me. So, no, but luckily Cardinals and Rams, so I can go watch Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, Bogman doesn't have to worry, so he can do that. Hey, by the way, I want to point this out. Aaron Wilson, apparently he covers the Texans and the NFL and covered the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, whatever. He says that the Texans are targeting former Dolphins coach Brian Flores as their top candidate, according to multiple league sources, and he has a strong relationship with Nick Caserio. So that was just off the top of my head.
Well, former Patriots, right? So Flores worked with the Patriots. Caserio is the GM. He worked for the Patriots. So that is that's some reasoning there.
Pointing out that it's out there. But hey, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get our first game. Our Saturday games are on the table here. Don't go anywhere.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bogman Welsh, right here on This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Friends, come and check us out at inthisleague.com. It'll take you straight to our Patreon, and you guys can sign up for as little as $5, and you can start getting stuff. The secret shows. The ranks. Lots of ranks. Different sheets we've got going on. Bogman will have his soon. I've got redraft, dynasty, prospects. We've got different special sheets that you guys can check out, prepping for all your different leagues. And in the new year, we're going to have a lot of draft coverage, and Bogman will have you covered. We've got GroupMe rooms with an entire little atmosphere of people. I mean, we've literally created our own little ecosystem of the fantasy sports world, and it's a great place to be with like-minded. If you are a crazy hardcore fantasy guy, we've also got betting stuff in there as well. Come and support your boys, as little as $5. Do it in the new year. InThisLeague.com, InThisLeague.com. Playoff time, gambling time, and football time. First game on the docket. Now, again, I apologize if when you're hearing this, it's a little bit past, but you'll get to hear some of our breakdown stuff, and we've got all the rest of the games. We do want to talk about the Saturday games, and our show sometimes airs at different times on Saturdays. We have got the Raiders at the Bengals. Now, the line I see in different spots here. In one book, I see you've got Bengals -5. I see ESPN has -5.5. You have -5.5, which probably is representative of FanDuel's sportsbook. So between 5 and 5.5 is the line that you're looking at right now, as the Bengals are going to host the Raiders. Raiders coming off of a huge win. Bengals clearly seem like the better team. This kind of screams to me both sides of that argument we were talking about with, I think it was Ralph Michaels, where it's like, if you believe a team is good, the spread doesn't matter, but it works both ways, you know? So it's like, you don't even need those plus points if a dog is going to win. So you could take the money line on the Raiders if you believe they are popping. And I know a lot of people like the Raiders right now, a lot of sharps on the Raiders. I don't know where the money is currently at. We'll talk about that on Bet This League.
On the Raiders.
It's on the Raiders. And that's probably why this line isn't bigger. But the Bengals are clearly a better team. And most likely, if the Bengals win, this spread probably doesn't come into play. Here's a couple little interesting factoids for you on this game from one of the sites that, it's DraftKings, if you guys want to know. The stadium, the Bengals stadium, there's been an average of 54 points scored, 54.5 points scored throughout this season. If you're looking at the over-under is set at 48.5, though there are some stats I've heard as well that have said, I believe it's like over 60% of unders tend to hit. And it might be a little bit more than that in wild card weekend over these last couple. So it's a lot of unders. And there's actually only one game over 50 on wild card weekend. Some other interesting ones. Joe Mixon has scored at least one touchdown in each of the Bengals' last 9 games as favorites. If you're thinking about props, he should be back. The Raiders have won 4 of their last 5 games as underdogs. And another Joe Mixon one, apparently. Joe Mixon has scored the first touchdown in each of the Bengals' last 2 games against the Raiders. So
I can't believe that you didn't mention the best stat of all, Welsh, is that no one has ever sent a text about the Bengals winning a playoff game, because the Bengals have not won a playoff game since 1991, and texting was invented in 1992.
Until today. That's actually a very good stat. The Bengals, 10-7 against the spread this year, 8-8-1 on over-unders. The Raiders, 8-9 against the spread, and 8-9 on over-unders. All right, so I set some stages here. There's plenty of other stuff if we want to talk about offense and defense. But talk to me about this game, man. If I blankly look at this, I'm like smashing the Bengals. I know the Raiders have been playing up. They've been playing better. Hunter Renfrow is a freaking monster. Derek Carr wasn't making the wrong decisions. And their defense has been playing. They got a good defensive line for the Raiders. But yeah. I think the Bengals are a better team. Joe Burrow was phenomenal the past 2 games that he played. The wide receivers all started clicking again. You've got Joe Mixon. You've got an incredible offense. And you've got a defense that is fine. Against the pass, they were not good. They ranked, it looks like, 26th against the pass, but they were 5th against the run this year. So, that is putting them right kind of like middle of the pack. So on the surface level, I feel like a square in looking at this and saying, I mean, Jesus, this is at home. A lot of points are being scored. Joe Burrow's hot. The wide receivers are hot. I think that I like the Bengals minus five, but that is not where the money is, and that is not where people are going with it.
Well, see, the Raiders do match up decently well with the Bengals here as far as the biggest, what people are going to assume biggest mismatch is, and it's going to be the Bengals offense versus the Raiders defense, particularly the secondary, right? Because Chase and Higgins are awesome. But look, you know, you look at PFF grades, Casey Hayward, 15 out of 120 cornerbacks, right? He's great. So you could put him on one of those guys. And Nate Hobbs is going to cover the slot. And Nate Hobbs, you know, even after getting Dewey and all that stuff, he was the 10th best corner as far as slot corner or just corners go, but he plays the slot only. And then the big mismatch, though, is going to be whoever gets face on. Whoever gets face on in this game is going to torch him because he was 108 out of 120 corners. So that is going to be the big mismatch. And we know watching the Bengals play against the Chiefs a couple weeks ago and picking on Ward the whole game, they're just going to keep going back to that mismatch the whole game. I don't know that it's going to take the whole game for them to beat the Raiders like it did for them to beat the Chiefs. I think they kind of win this one going away. So I think we see a lot of grinding with Joe Mixon in the second half. The way that the Raiders win this game is by putting pressure on Burrow, forcing him off his spot and hitting him. You got to hit him. You got to knock him down. You got to make him think about it. So that's the one mismatch that the Raiders have that could swing this game is if they force Burrow into mistakes. I just don't see it happening. You also talk about conditions in this game, 30 degrees and gloomy ain't great for an indoor team. You know, the Raiders, an indoor team going on the road, playing in that cold in Cincinnati, not great for them. You know, Derek Carr, not a Northern State guy, went to Fresno State, California dude. So, I've got the Bengals in this game, unfortunately winning. I'll take the under. I think they win this game convincingly. So I think they'll kind of grind it out in the second half and not, you know, I don't think you want to put too much on your young guys to win that first game. I think you want to win that first game and get out. So I think that this game will go under. So give me the Bengals and give me the under, Welsh. It's going to be a fun one.
This is a tough one. I really think this is a tough one, especially because of just where a lot of that sharp money is. Everyone really likes the Raiders on this. I think you make a bunch of good points. They played, what was it, week 11 and earlier this year, and I believe Cincinnati won 32-13. They won pretty handedly. I know there was a lot of, in a lot of different breakdowns, you had people kind of like, I don't know, making excuses for why the Raiders were kind of playing down. They were coming off of this and doing this, but, you know, I mean, the Bengals offense, I think, is a really, really difficult offense for the Raiders to handle, though I suppose you could kind of liken it to the Chargers at the end of the day. You know, I mean, the Chargers had a couple explosive wide receivers. They got a great back. They were not able to contain Austin Ekeler, really. I think he went over 100 total yards. That's something Mixon can do. The wide receiver core is better for Cincinnati, and it's at home. I can't go with all the sharps here either. I kind of agree with you on the over-under. I feel less confident about that over-under, to be honest with you. I mean, I think trajectory or track record kind of speaks to it, and also their last game didn't go in there, but I think a more hard-fought battle speaks to
last time they played, the Bengals dominated time of possession 37-22. And, so I mean, you know,
and that's my problem. My problem is if this is a close game, I actually think this could hit that over, but I'm not comfortable taking it. I would go with the under, and I'm gonna take Cincinnati minus five. I don't think this is one I'm even interested in. It's not one I'm interested in teasing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh. You're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
By the way, because over on Bet This League, I've had a very good record on teases this year on my teasers. I think I was 7-1 or 8-1 when I started them only like 4 or 5 weeks ago. So this is not one I really like to tease. And I'm not sure, because we'll talk at the end of the show what's on the card, but I'm going to take Cincinnati. I'm going to take Cincinnati -5 or 5.5, I guess it is on some books. And I'm going to take the under. When we come back, maybe we do the coin. We haven't even talked about the coin. When we come back, we're going to rock some more games for the playoffs right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, friends. It is playoff betting time right here on In This League. It is Bogman and the Welsh. You can find us on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at Is It The Welsh. We'd love to have you guys come and check out all the stuff, and you will know easily where to find all of it. All right. We just did the Bengal game. We're with each other. We're both taking the under. We're both taking Cincinnati. If I had to pick one between those, I actually would go Cincinnati -5. I feel like, Bogman, you would take the under. You like the under better than the spread.
Yeah, probably. I don't really like this game, to be honest with you. So, but if I had to pick one, I would pick the under.
Yeah, I don't think either one of us are putting this on our card. And, No. You know, in all likelihood, a lot of you probably... already know the end result as we are sitting here and talking. We are going to get the coin involved in here. We're going to see how the coin does in the playoffs.
I like the playoffs. It's my favorite time of year.
Mr. President, all right. So it is going to be heads for Cincinnati, tails for the Raiders. The flip. President is going with the Raiders.
I've always loved Vegas. Vegas, one of my favorite towns in this country.
Heads
Let's
for
keep
the
it
over.
Sin City, baby. Let's
heads,
go.
Heads for over, tails for under. And going under. So under is unanimous here, but the president is going with the Raiders.
Raiders. Let's go, Raiders.
All right. This game might have a little bit more action in it. Actually, some interesting little promotional stuff that's out there with this game as well. I've got one on the over but it is smashed down. It is the New England Patriots traveling to Buffalo. I believe it is going to be like 20 degrees or something like that there. But it doesn't.
Degrees.
How much?
Three.
Yeah, that's cold. But it doesn't seem like there's going to be weather with it. It's just cold as hell.
There's no wind. It's like 4 miles an hour. Like,
yeah. So this isn't like the hurricane game.
Yeah. Three degrees and partly cloudy.
And it is pretty unanimous, the line on all the books. It is Buffalo -4. So they're getting that slight little edge. You would get that 3 at home. 44 is the over under. And when I look at this, Boggs, I think this, a big way to take a step back on this is the history of rookie quarterbacks versus veteran quarterbacks. And you're going to have a lot of siding on veteran quarterbacks here. You know, New England's going to try to run the ball and Buffalo can stop it. They didn't stop it in one of the games. Buffalo is going to try to pass the ball, and that's going to have to be a hyper primary focus. The big question, I think the biggest factor here, and this is why this gets me close to putting this on my card, and I think I might, is Josh Allen. Josh Allen's ability to run the ball and to get to his targets, to get to Diggs, to get to Dawson Knox is a huge factor for me here. Why I think the Patriots are a scary team. They're a scary team to play. They could go both sides of the ball. They can get into the passing side if they want to, but Mac Jones has to play a perfect game. And I find this a really, I mean, there's not an advantage Buffalo has in the weather over New England, but this is a treacherous territory for a rookie quarterback to be thrown into. They have the best coaching possible. I've seen people go both sides on this. And Bogman, I hate to be on a Saturday both sides of the favorites, but Buffalo -4, I'm going to take Buffalo, and I'm going to take the under because I think, you know, I don't know if the cold weather is going to play any factor. Not that these teams like to put up a whole bunch of points either way, but I'm going to go with the under at 44, and I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I'm going to put the Bills on my card. I'm taking the Bills in this game -4. I'll also take the under, but I think what we saw in Buffalo down the backstretch of the season, and I think they're really starting to peak at the best time possible, is they're, you know, earlier in the season, they would just completely abandon the run game because it wasn't working. They would give it all the way up. Devin Singletary isn't a great back, and I understand that, but they've been much more balanced and much better offensively since giving Devin Singletary 20 carries in a game. Give him those 20 carries, and guess what? You can move Josh Allen off of that. And yeah, it's not just about play action. It's about him running too. And, you know, they have to respect the fact that they will actually run the ball. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me, Buffalo. That's mm-hmm. right. When you run the ball, you make those linebackers respect the run game a little bit more. And I think that has been a big factor as to why they're peaking, why they beat Buffalo the second time. They didn't the first time. You know, obviously the weather had a big part in that loss to New England on Thursday night earlier in the year. But I love the Bills here. I think there's a smash spot. Give me them -4. I never want to count Bill Belichick out, but I don't like betting on rookie quarterbacks in their very first playoff appearance on the road in 3 degrees. So
yeah, I agree with that one.
Josh Allen in the Bills.
Some other stats on here. The games have averaged on the season in 9 games. They've averaged just about 43 points per game. With a 3-6 over under record, and the over under is 44 here. Some of those fun stats that you find. The Bills have won each of their last 7 January games at home. The Patriots have won the fourth quarter in each of the last 5 games as underdogs. So, you know, there's some bets in there if you wanted to bet like a fourth quarter money line.
Damian Harris. One feels like Bob Uecker reading off the he's got a +200 batting average on bunt hits to the left side in day games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Damian Harris has scored at least 1 touchdown in 10 of his last 11 appearances. And the Bills have won each of their last 7 January. Oh, I already said that one. Each of their last 7 games. So I'm agreeing with you. I think Buffalo is going to go on my card. I will tell you also, there could be some teasing that you could do on this. And I don't know if I hate even the New England side, because you could get them +10. This does have a chance to be a tighter game, tight-ish game, but under a touchdown for Buffalo. I'm not saying this is a game I am going to tease. I just think there may be some potential. You could even get Buffalo +2 if you wanted to tease them down. But I'm going to put the spread, Buffalo -4 on my card, as well as Bogman is going to do the same thing. All right, so let's go over to the Sunday games. We got a couple minutes.
What is
Oh, yeah, we got to do the coin. I'm sorry. We got to do the coin.
Excuse me. You're going to ignore the president of the United States of America?
Heads for Buffalo, tails for New England. The flip? I knew it.
Going to the Super Bowl, B-U-F-F-A-L-O, Buffalo.
Just fading. No, he likes New England. No. I'm sorry. That is Buffalo. Yeah. I thought he went New England. I was like, you son of a. All right. Heads for over, tails for under. Under. All right.
Buffalo,
so that's
under. We're all three. Yeah. You, me, and the president.
All right, Mr. President. I like it. This game on Sunday, I think I'm going to put on my card, Bogman. Yeah. Oh, man. This line has moved even more. I didn't realize that this is going to affect the teaser, too. This game 3 days ago was at 7.5. Let's see. You have it on. Where do you? Is that line? That line cannot be real. All right.
I mean, it was the last time I looked at it.
But
yesterday.
When was that? No, yesterday. There's no way. Okay. Well, I'll tell you on DraftKings right now, the line is 9.5 on Tampa Bay.
9.5?
You have it at, I'm on ESPN. Let me go back to ESPN because there's no way that's still right. ESPN shows the line is 8.5. Yeah, that's where it moved to. It was at 6.5 at one point to 7.5 to 8.5. It is 9.5. This is really
eight
tough.
And a half on FanDuel. So
and it's 9.5 on the other.
We're so going to use 8.5.
Yeah, and 8.5 would actually be really nice because that teases you down to 2.5 points. The 9.5 doesn't. You get you 3.5, so you don't get that field goal hook, which I kind of hate. But it doesn't quite matter, especially that if you go back to that stat we talked about before where, you know, when the favorites win in the wild card round, they just win. Here's some stats for you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Philadelphia Eagles are favored by 8.5. Tampa Bay is at home with a 46 over under line. Some stats: there have been 50 points scored on average in Tampa this year. So that's over that. That has that over. Couple facts here. The underdogs have covered the spread in each of the Eagles' last 8 postseason games. That's an interesting one. Leonard Fournette has scored at least one touchdown in each of his last 6 postseason appearances. He is a -150 touchdown, anytime touchdown scorer. And the Buccaneers have won the second quarter in 12 of their last 13 home games. On the overall spread, the Eagles are 8-8-1 against the spread, 10-7 on over-unders. The Bucs are 9-8 against the spread and 9-8 on over-unders. Very interesting if you think about weather and over-unders on this one. And this is not the highest over-under. It's actually a relatively low one. The biggest question probably resides is, can the Eagles do anything against Tampa Bay's defense? So talk to me what you feel about this game. God, I wish this wasn't at 8.5 or 9, to be honest with you. I wish I had got it at 7.5 because I want to smash Tampa Bay here.
Yeah, I don't care what the number is. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. And I think they win this game going away. I know they played earlier in the year, and I think Tampa Bay did win this game going away. It's a bad matchup for Philly. Philly's a good team. They played really well down at the end of the season. And I know that the Bucs didn't finish as the number one rushing defense. I believe Baltimore had the fewest rush yards allowed. It's because everyone could pass on them, so they just passed on them. Tennessee also, I think, a little bit better in terms of total yardage on the ground allowed than Tampa Bay. But most of the year, Tampa Bay was number one run defense in the NFL against the number one rush offense in the NFL in Philly. That's the matchup. So you're probably not going to be able to run as successfully as you would want against Tampa Bay if you're Philly. So now the whole game comes down to Jalen Hurts passing. And I love Jalen Hurts. I'm not going to trust him once again.
Another young quarterback.
In his very first playoff game on the road. Just not a very good scenario to put a young guy in against the Super Bowl champs, right? So for me, this is Tampa Bay wins going away. I think they have more than enough on offense to put it on Philly. I think you're going to be able to run down the throat. If it comes down to Brady, he can pass. Now, they have backed into the playoffs offensively, right? Fournette hasn't played the last 3 weeks because he's been IR. They lost Antonio Brown.
I think they just signed John Brown off
they
the
just
practice
signed
squad.
Downtown John Brown. That's not great for them. So I got Tampa Bay going away. I know we got to go to break here, but it's going to be a Tampa Bay stomping, in my opinion.
When we come back, I will give you, I think I already kind of laid out a little bit of mine, but I'll lay out my official. We'll do the coin and we'll see if any of this made it on the card. Plus, we've got the rest of the Sunday and Monday coming up right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
InThisLeague.fans. If you guys want to pick up some merch, yes, we've got merch. We've got the podcast artwork. We got just the sign artwork, plus a bunch of other fun ones like Boggs Jr., Prospects Assemble. I was actually wearing that last night. And a whole bunch more. Go to InThisLeague.fans. Mugs, shirts, hoodies, stickers. Pick it up today. Support your boys. Wear it out in public. Don't do anything horrible in it, but do make it on TV somehow. Like, wear a shirt and then run on the field. On a playoff field. Yeah, $100,000 fine, but it's just like a small marketing.
Yeah.
It's a small marketing thing. Allegedly. I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying if you did it.
I don't like to insult them, but NFL Network could use someone to buy ads for them because they have this mental health ad that is ruining my mental health. It's the first commercial every day for the last 4 or 5 days. Great programming on NFL Network. I respect and love everything they do. You need to get some new commercials, man. It's driving me insane.
Well, okay. Let's get an Endless League commercial. Let's do that.
Seriously.
All right.
They can't be that expensive.
Well, you'd be surprised.
I would be.
Bogman is taking Tampa Bay -8.5 with the 46 under. I am going to take Tampa Bay 8.5. I really wish it would come down on some of the other sites. I'm going to go with the over. I think the over is in play here a little bit. I think when you talk about the Bucks, I think we are looking at a minimum of 30 points being scored by the Bucks. So can the Eagles walk themselves in Yeah, I think they can. I mean, Brady's made some mistakes. They might get some fourth quarter points. You might get a late Jalen Hurts one. So, I mean, we're talking if the Bucs, which is not unheard of, to score like 35 points here, if we get two touchdowns from the Eagles, we're hitting the over. I like the over in this one. So I'm going to hit the over. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. Bogman, I kind of want to put the Tampa, I might put the Tampa Bay spread on my card, but it's a big number. But I don't think it matters. Are
yeah,
you going to touch it?
No. No, I think maybe one at the game.
You know what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to hit Tampa Bay. I don't like that 9.5. So like DraftKings, I don't know if I'm going to do that. I don't even want to buy points on it. But if I'm on another place where I can get it, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe it's just under 10. If I can get it under 10, I'm going to go. But what line movement this has been. This has gone from 6 up to even 9s. It may even keep going here. So keep an eye on it. Let's see what the president has to say, though. Let's bring the president up here. So we have got heads for Tampa, tails for Philly.
Really? City of brotherly love, one of my favorite cities. Give me Philly.
Philly plus 8.5. Over under.
I believe in Jalen Hurts. He's gonna win. He's gonna win going away. I'm all about the Eagles.
Maybe that play actually is gonna be the over there. All right. Now to the big stuff. That was the early game on Sunday, the midday game.
My we'll get to San Francisco game, and it's the big stuff.
both of our games here. My San Francisco 49ers are traveling to Dallas. It is literally my childhood's biggest rival. If you were to, over the past couple of years, whatever, it's nothing. But I grew up in the 90s, and listen, I have no bigger rival in my head. Not the Cardinals, not the Rams, Seahawks are pretty close. It is the Dallas Cowboys, the most hated team in my world. And it's a very interesting line, Bogman, because it's moved a little bit, but San Francisco's only plus 3 at this point. It's essentially almost a toss-up. If you give the standard home team the 3 points, it's kind of a toss-up here. Dallas Cowboys are without, a couple guys, Michael Gallup, their offense has been stuttery a little bit. San Francisco had to play out of their minds to beat one of the best teams in the NFL and the Rams, and they did so. An average of 58 points have been scored on the year in the Dallas games, which is pretty wild. Some fun stats. The Cowboys have won the second half in each of their last 10 games. The 49ers have scored last in each of their 10 games as road underdogs against NFC opponents. That's a wild one. And Deebo Samuel has scored at least one touchdown in 7 of his last 8 appearances. His touchdown prop is at minus 115 for anytime touchdowns. The Niners finished 9-8 against the spread, 8-8-1 on over-unders. The Dallas Cowboys, though, the best, 13-4 against the spread, 8-9 on over-unders. San Francisco, Dallas, Boggs. You've already kind of touched on it before. You're leaning Dallas.
I am leaning Dallas. I'm not touching this game as far as my money goes, by the way. I think this is just going to be a really close game. This could be one big play swings it one way or the other. The reason I'm going to take Dallas here is because they're at home, and I think it was really smart of this coaching staff to let them play last week and put up 51 points on the Eagles and to get that rhythm going. You saw Zeke look much better. You have good offensive weapons in Lamb and Schultz. And the one weakness that the Niners have on defense is that secondary. So can they get burned? Yes, they can clamp down too, though. So they are solid. And look, the main thing why I'm taking Dallas is because I just don't trust Jimmy G. I especially don't trust Jimmy G with this UCL injury in his thumb. He looked terrific in the first half, got way better in the second half, looked much, much better there for your Niners in the second half than he did in the first half. But it's the mistakes are what kill you in the NFL. And if there's a quarterback I would pick to make a mistake this week, it would be Jimmy G. So I think that, he is probably the key to your Niners winning. Can he win? Yes. Will he win? No way I'd bet on it. So I'm going to take Dallas for a couple of those factors. Number one being, I like the matchup against the Niners secondary. They're at home, and I think Jimmy G has some big boneheaded play that you dislike. So that's why I'm going to take Dallas in this game. But this is a true coin flip.
Yeah, I think this one is really tough. I'm going to tell you right now, against the spread and over-unders, I'm not going to put on my card already. But a couple things. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers plus 3 at this point. It was 2.5 at one point. Didn't like that. I kind of like the field goal. I think this can be a close game. The 49ers have a better defense. And if they're playing on top of their game, you know, one thing they've been doing as of recent, they've been going up against these big explosive wide receivers. It's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But if the secondary can play on top of its game, they're also coming off of some, you know, some confidence. What's our guy? What's the cornerback I always trash?
Ambry Thomas.
Ambry Thomas had the winning pick in overtime. They just went up and were able to shut down Cooper Kupp for, you know, kind of that fourth quarter. They've got some big explosive guys in Van Jefferson. I think the 49ers have a little bit of a recipe on trying to maintain a secondary. Plus, they're great against stopping the run. I'm worried actually about Tony Pollard more than I am Elliott. And I hope Fred Warner is locked up on Dalton Schultz. If they get a lot of pressure on Dak, that's going to be the big key. You have a lot of, you might actually have some defensive line coverage help, where if the defensive line is on Dak, it might help them out. And the 49ers have to play top offense, and I think they made enough mistakes last week to recover. I'm going to just take the plus points. It's a gimme. I don't want to bet it. Here's what I do like. I like teasing the 49ers up to plus 9. That would be something I think I would play around with. And I'm just praying my 49ers win. There's so many Cowboy listeners that we have. They're all horrible people. And
no,
I don't want
whatever. They're not
the worst
all
people on the
people.
Planet. And
they're
I don't want them to win. And they're going to be mean. And I just don't want any part of it.
Love you,
and
Rob. Jimmy, love you, Will.
And Jimmy's going to hurt me. But Kyle Shanahan, don't forget this. Kyle Shanahan is very innovative. And he's going to have some tricks up his sleeve. Debo was throwing touchdowns last week. I'd expect a little bit more. Now to your game. The biggest differential.
What about the president?
Oh, yeah, the president. Let's see what the president. Yeah, come on, Mr. President. I keep forgetting about him. Heads for Dallas, tails for San Francisco.
Not Dallas.
Wow. He went for Dallas. This is a great sign. Yeesh. This is a great sign for me that he went for Dallas. And he flips over under. He's also over. Going with the over. I took the over. I don't know if you did as well. So we swept the
Dallas
over.
And the over. Yeah.
You two got Dallas. I got San Francisco. We all have the over. Bogman's game. This is Bogman's night on Sunday night. It is the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Kansas City, and this is the biggest differential of all of them. Pittsburgh is plus 12.5 on some, but yeah, it looks like same here. 12.5, 46 is the line. Couple little factoidy things for you. Kansas City averaging 43 points a game this year in their stadium. 45.5 is your over under. The Chiefs have scored first in each of the last 10 games. The Steelers have won the fourth quarter in 9 of their last 10 games as road underdogs. That's interesting. And the Chiefs have won each of their last 13 games as heavy favorites. That is 7 points or more. There's a big one. Against the spread real quick, Steelers 8-9, over under 6-11. The Chiefs are only 8-9 against the spread, but 10-7 on over unders. Go Bogs.
I'm going to take the Steelers against the spread in this game. Another game that I would not put any money on here. Look, the playoffs play tighter, and I know the Chiefs just stomped the Steelers. I do expect them to play better in this game. And look, you even saw Ben's attitude in his press conference earlier in the week. It's like, hey, look, we're probably out of 14 teams. We're probably ranked 14th. We're going to be the biggest underdog of the weekend. We don't deserve to be here, so let's just go out and throw it, because the media is just not giving the Steelers a chance here. And honestly, you can't blame anyone in the media for not giving the Steelers a chance. They just lost to the Chiefs without Travis Kelce by 26 points. So I don't think it's I don't think the Steelers win this game, of course. I hope they do. But I think this will be closer than the last game, because I think, you know, Tyreek Hill's a little banged up. Yes, you do have Kelce coming back, but the defense can bow up a little bit.
Don't we have Juju? Don't we have Juju coming back?
Yeah, but even if he plays, it's going to be sparingly, I think. I think that's a let's just see. And if we make it past this round, then maybe he can play. You know what I mean? So I think that's what's going on with Juju. I don't think if he plays, I think it'll be sparingly in this game. So for me, I like Ben's attitude of, hey, let's just go out there and play. Maybe it'll mean he holds on to the ball a little bit longer and makes those deeper throws, and takes hits in this game because it is a playoff game. So, give me the Steelers and give me the under as well in this game. I just think that, 45.5 is a lot of points. So Steelers in the under for me.
Unfortunately, I'm going to go with Kansas City. There's a lot on their side as heavy favorites. Here's what I will say. I actually think this game is going to be close through the first half. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to pull away in the second half. So
it's the opposite against Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh plays well in that second half. That's why they're plus in the fourth quarter. you know.
Yeah, I think we're going to play on the other side of that a little bit. I'd actually be willing to. I'd love to see what the first half. What is the first? I'm going to actually take a look here. What do you think? It's probably going to be like 25 or something if you were to bet the first half on points for this game. Let's see. Let's go to halves. And the first half over under is 23 and a half.
23 and a half.
Okay. Kind of like the under on that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I would take the under too because the Steelers offense takes a little bit to get rolling.
Yeah. So. And well, I think Kansas City could do that. That's why my big play on this is I think this could be Kansas City's up by a touchdown. And Pittsburgh makes a mistake. Kansas City gets back and they win by 14. This could be a 30-10 game and it still hits the under as well. And I'm going to take the under because I agree it is a lot of points. If Kansas City gets two rolling, then watch out because Pittsburgh has given up some points. But I think they're going to get Tyreek Hill back involved. I'm going to go with Kansas City. I don't love it. I'm not going to put it on my card. I don't really feel confident about either of those late Sunday games. But I'm going to take Kansas City in the under. And let's see what the Mr. President has to say. The coin on the flip.
I like this game.
Says Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
And over under.
Steelers.
Over. Going Pittsburgh and the over. All right, we can set up this last game here, which is the Monday night game. The Arizona Cardinals traveling to the Los Angeles Rams, which is going to be a big, it's a big NFC, three NFC West teams in this. Rams favored by 4. Your over under is set at 49.5. And the little factoids I can give you, 52 points have been scored on average for the Rams this year, which would hit that over. The Rams have been the first to 10 points in each of their last 10 games against the Cardinals. That's an interesting one. Cardinals have won each of their last 6 games as underdogs, and James Conner scored at least 1 touchdown in 8 of his last 9 appearances. That's how we set it up. When we come back, we're making our picks on the Cardinals and telling you our card. Don't go anywhere. Right here in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Welcome back, friends. It is the final segment of Hour 2, and we've got our final game that's on the docket. We gave you some of the factoids. It is the Arizona Cardinals going to the Rams. Rams, a 4-point home favorite, 49-49.5. Wherever you're looking is your line. Bogman, what do you got in this game? And is anything making the card?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals and I'm going to put it on the card. I think both these teams are backing in the playoffs a little bit, but particularly Matt Stafford and the Rams are backing in here. They have not been playing good football. They just choked the game last week to your Niners. But the Cardinals could have won the division by winning against Seattle and they lost that game. So both these teams are backing in. I just think that Stafford has been too turnover prone recently. And it sucks that the Cardinals have questions with Connor and Hopkins obviously isn't going to play in this game either, but they went in and beat the Rams already once this year. The Rams won in Arizona too. So, I just think that the Cardinals are playing a little bit better and they're not turning the ball over like Matt Stafford is. So give me the Cardinals on the road. I'll take the over in this game too, because I think there are a lot of points in this one. So give me the cards. Give me the over.
And you're putting the cards on your card.
On my card, right.
All right. I am going to take the Rams at home -4. Incredibly tough loss that they took. I think, you know, they are just a better team than the Arizona Cardinals, but they are playing down. But I think the 49ers was a wake-up call. Very tempted to take the Rams on my card. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the over at 49.5. This is prime time, last playoff game, 2 NFC teams, big shooting, big wide receiver Cooper Kupp, big score in James Conner. I think there's going to be points scored. I like the over, and I'm going to put it on my card. Let's see what the president has to say, and then we will relieve our card, relive it. We have got the Cardinals. And the under is what the president has. So since we only have 30 seconds, my card for this weekend is Buffalo -4, Tampa Bay -8.5, and the over in the Cardinals Rams. Those are the 3 games that I like to bet this weekend.
I'm only going two. I'm going to go Buffalo minus four and the Cardinals plus four. That's going to be my card here.
If you guys want more, make sure to go check out Bet This League, which is on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. And we will go a little bit even further. I'll give you some props and our top five bets of the week. Friends, that is it for hour two. I am out of here, but Bubba and Bogman can't even talk.
Bubba
are coming up for more playoff and more stuff coming up here. It's Bubba Fett and Bogman. Here we go. Don't go anywhere.